children well.
Welcome back to the Afternoon News on AM 800. I'm Kathy McMahon. A new parent's guide to teaching kids and teens about money is now available. The Financial Literacy Guide will help prepare children to make major decisions later on in life and the message to start the discussion early. The guide has been released by the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants, and it was written by Robin Tobe, an accountant and mother of two. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
So you wrote this document. First of all, why did you think that there was a need for it?
I was commissioned by the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants to write this book because we want to be an active participant in the efforts to increase the financial literacy of Canadians. And one of the ways we're doing that is by publishing this book. Some research that we conducted showed that 78% of parents have tried to teach their kids about money, but the majority feel that they haven't been particularly successful, but they do want help.
So parents just don't know where to start or at what age to start?
Exactly. Well, they don't feel equipped to do it. They feel like they don't have the knowledge. They feel like they don't have the time or the opportunity. And that's where the book comes in, and it tries to put parents at ease by giving them the information and a way to approach it.
So what is the best advice then? I guess that the discussion should start early, like age 5 and 6 years old?
Yeah, so that's one of the main points, is to start early and lay the foundation when your kids are young and then build on it. So we do recommend starting at about the age of 5. And most parents actually tend to put this off until their kids are in their late teens or even older before they start talking to them at home about money. But if you do start early, it gives your kids a tremendous advantage in life.
So starting the discussion with a five-year-old, maybe like an allowance, showing them how to sort of budget their dollar or whatever they're going to get?
I don't know if I would recommend a budget quite yet with a five-year-old, but budgeting certainly becomes important for preteens and teens and up. But with a young child, the key is just to make it fun for them. So you can play counting games with coins and bills, and it's also important to put it into terms that young kids can relate to. So if you give them a toonie and a loony, you can explain to them that they could buy an ice cream with that, or they may be able to buy 6 apples with that. So just to put it into relative terms that they can relate to.
And the major problem, I would guess, if you are not sort of financially savvy when you sort of go off into maybe college or university, mm-hmm. is that you sort of fall into debt, or you just don't have that extra cash that maybe if you learn to save or learn how to handle your money, you would have later on.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you want to set your kids up for success in life, in all areas, but certainly for financial success. And the whole idea is to teach them to start with when they're young and build on these concepts and let them make mistakes when the stakes are low, so that, as you say, when they do go off to college or university, it's not the very first time that they're managing money. Mm-hmm. They have some experience with this, and they know that when they earn money or they have money, that they have choices to save it, spend it, share it, and invest for the long term.
So counting and fun games for younger kids, what about maybe like 8 to 10-year-olds?
At that age, they're starting to become a little bit more independent. So an allowance is a really key tool to help them manage money. And with an allowance, you can either tie it to chores or give it to them purely for the experience of managing money. That's up to the family to decide. But it's important at that stage to sit down with your child and try and create a budget together that that they feel is reasonable and that you think they can be accountable for. And also with younger kids, a great thing to do is just to look for those teachable moments in your everyday lives to build in some money lessons. So just going to the grocery store or the ATM machine or using your credit card is an opportunity to open that discussion about money.
Mm-hmm. So if in the grocery store, giving an example of like one item that might be a lower price or something that's on sale, like that kind of thing?
Yes, you can get into comparison shopping with them, have them help you, pick the items off the shelf and talk about how it's not, you don't always just look at the cost of something, you have to assess value as well, mm-hmm. in terms of the quality. So lots of opportunities to talk to them about using coupons to save money and waiting for things on sale, looking through the flyers, like going with a sort of a shopping list and a budget in mind, and how that sort of food budget fits into your greater household budget.
And that food budget would be something that would be very handy when you get into teenage years, mm-hmm. going away and then just learning, how to manage, your rent and utilities and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. You want them comfortable with a budget because when they do go off to university, it's going to cover a lot more. It's going to be a lot more comprehensive. Like, as you say, rent, food, they're going to have to learn how to stretch a dollar.
Yeah. And that can be quite a shock to actually get out into the real world and figure it out on your own.
Exactly.
Where is this guide available?
The guide's available through the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants, CA Store, and the web address is castore.ca/moneysmartkids.
castore.ca.
Yes, /moneysmartkids.
Okay, we can put a link on our website, and hopefully everybody listening can get there, and it sounds like a great guide. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's Robin Tobe. She is a chartered accountant and the author of the new Money Sense Guide, and the website, again, castore.ca/moneysmartkids. You're listening to the Afternoon News at 328.